AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. One body has been recovered off the Florida coast. 38 people are still missing from a suspected smuggling boat that capsized. Coast Guard Captain Joanne Burdian says the boat left the island of Bimini in the Bahamas.
Every moment that passes, it becomes much more dire that and unlikely that anyone could survive in those conditions.
Burdian says crews on at least four ships and five aircraft are scanning a vast area about the size of New Jersey. Pressure is rising on the West. Russia is warning it would quickly take retaliatory measures if the U.S. and allies reject its security demands over NATO and Ukraine. The West is focusing on sanctions against Russia to try to stop a possible invasion of Ukraine. Liz Truss is Britain's foreign secretary.
We're not ruling anything out, and we will be bringing forward new legislation to make our sanctions regime tougher so we were able to target more companies and individuals in Russia.
The Kremlin has repeatedly denied it plans to invade Ukraine. An investigation by the Global Chemical Weapons Watchdog found reasonable grounds to believe a blistering agent was used during the shelling of a Syrian town in 2015. The report by the fact-finding mission of the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons said the chemical was likely used as a weapon in Maria. The fact-finding mission is not mandated to apportion blame for the use of chemicals as weapons. The city council in San Jose, California, voted to require gun owners to carry liability insurance. It's believed to be the first measure of its kind in the U.S. Gun owners say it would violate their Second Amendment rights and promise to sue. Stocks are opening with solid gains on Wall Street. The Federal Reserve releases its latest policy statement later today. Sales of new single-family homes last month rose to their highest level in 10 months as buyers took advantage of lower prices in anticipation of higher interest rates. This is AP News. Former President Jimmy Carter is close to reaching his dream of completely eradicating guinea worm infections from the planet during his lifetime. Guinea worms are parasites. People who drink unclean water can ingest them. Guinea worms can grow as long as 3 feet before painfully emerging from the skin. Adam Weiss with the Carter Center says they have come a long way.
Coming down from 3.5 million people per year with guinea worm, to say that we only have 14 human beings on a planet of almost 8 billion people.
Guinea worm infections were in just four countries in sub-Saharan Africa: Chad, Sudan, Angola, and Cameroon.
After outbreaks of COVID occurred or insecurity situations emerged, teams were able to reaccess areas.
The Carter Center began leading the global guinea worm eradication effort in 1986. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.